All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is our 29th episode, Baruch Hashem. We've learned a lot about the importance of mindful engagement when it comes to Mashiach. This is like an important thing for us to be engaged and involved with, and we have to really yearn for the coming of Mashiach. And then we encountered a statement where the Gemara seems to indicate that if you talk about Mashiach here, you're actually delaying the redemptive process. In our previous episode, we kind of explained that. So the Pasuk says that Hashem will see that the strength of our enemies is growing and the Jewish people's strength is waning. Yireh ki oz la'asyad va'afes otzor va'ozov. Hashem will see that we are neglected and we have no leaders, nobody to hammer us together, nobody to save us. So the Gemara says, so we'll despair. We'll despair, says the Gemara. And because we are going to despair, then Mashiach can come. Mashiach won't come, we said, until Sheyasiyashu min ha'gola. But the Jewish people will simply give up. Sigmar and Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zion, page 97a. And we bring a proof from this verse that we have a time where there is Ein Semech ve'ezer li Yisrael. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's there to catch us. And the intimation is that we will be in such an abysmal state that we will think that God has actually forsaken us. We'll kind of give up. And then Mashiach comes. And the Gemara kind of follows up. There's a number of different drashot, but this drasha, the Gemara follows up and says, yes, yes, ki hod Reb Zeira. This is like the teaching of the great sage Reb Zeira, ki havei mishkach rabbonan. When he would see sages, the Misaski, that were involved in presumably a Mashiach, he would say to them, "B'matusa," he would say, "Please, I'm pleading with you, I'm begging with you. But I plead from you, loy terachakua, don't delay the coming of Mashiach." So Rashi says, Misaski be, talking about it, isn't really Mashiach. It means leida, to know Masayavai. In our previous episode, we explained that the problem is calculating when Mashiach comes or deciding that the redemption is going to arrive at a certain point at a certain time. That's problematic. But as far as mindfulness with regard to Mashiach, that's critical. That's a basic essence and principle of our Torah faith. So here's the problem. Reb Zeira didn't just say, don't make these calculations. Right, assuming that the misaskibe means don't be involved in predicting the time for Mashiach's coming. He says, leiterach kua, don't delay. So how would making a prediction actively delay the coming of Mashiach? How does that deaccelerate the arrival of the redemption? And in a previous episode, we really did not adequately answer the terach kua. And so in this new episode of Messianic Calculations, where we're kind of beginning where we left off, so we're beginning with the answer. Don't be involved in Messianic calculations. Why? Because that can delay Mashiach's coming. Why? So people are foolish. So they thought they know the future. How does that delay the coming of Mashiach? Well, the thing is like this. Let's take a look at the words of the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. So we turn the page, and the Gemara says, this is a quote, it's near the bottom of the page, of page 97, side B. Omar Rav. Rav made a statement. He said, Kolu kol hakitzin. All appointed times for the coming of Mashiach have already come and gone. Ein hadavar toloi elo b'tshuva. At this point, it's in our hands. You and I, all of us, we have to return to Hashem. And when we return to Hashem, that will catalyze the redemption, the coming of Mashiach. It's in our hands for tshuva and maisim tovim. A sense of return and a sense of recommitment. V'Shmuel Amar. Shmuel, Rav's protagonist, says, Dayoy, you know, it would really be enough, la'ovil sheyamid be'evli. It would be enough if the mourner just got tired of mourning. If God just left this behind, as if to say that it's been so many years, was just a couple of hundred years then, since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it can't stay this way forever. So the mourner himself, meaning God himself, will have to bring kind of like an end. Now, to appreciate the seeming different approaches, really contradictory schools of thought of Rav and Shmuel, where Rav says, it's in your hands. Do tshuva. Let us shake off the dust and return to Hashem, and then he will return to us. And Shmuel saying, no, don't even wait for people. Hashem has to take care of us. It certainly seems to be contradictory. So we take a look at the Gemara. Now Rashi says, just for clarity's sake, if you're not sure if this is a contradiction, Rashi's words are, Loi b'tshuva maisim tevim. Not with tshuva maisim tevim. Da afilu ein osin tshuva, even if we don't perform any kind of return to Hashem, nigolin, we will nonetheless be redeemed. That's a very big difference of opinion. So clearly, there seems to be not only a difference of opinion, but ultimately some kind of contradiction within the prophetic tradition, the statements that were made by the Nevi'im as well. So if you turn the page, yet again from Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, let's go to Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph, page 98. And here, the Gemara tells us something very interesting. V'yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, En ein ben David ba ela bedor shekulei zakai. Mashiach is going to come to a generation that is wholly righteous, perfectly committed to Hashem. Or, kulei chayev, entirely, so to speak, guilty, where everybody is left wanting insofar as their spiritual obligations and commitments to Hashem are concerned. These seem very different. Polar opposites. Well, the truth can be traced to polar opposites within the scripture itself. The Nevi'im made statements that seem to indicate one or the other. You see, on one hand, there's this pasuk which is found in the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi. It's near the end of the 60th chapter. So in Kapitel Samach, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we hear Yeshayahu HaNavi speaking in Hashem's name, and he says, V'amech kulam tzadikim. Your nation, all of them are righteous. And because all of your nation is righteous, le'olam yirshu aretz. That's why they'll inherit the land for eternity. So Metzudas David says that le'olam yirshu aretz means the land of Eretz Yisrael. And because they are righteous, le'yiglu oid mimena. We will no longer be driven or exiled from it. So here we have this marvelous 60th chapter, which in general is Pasuk Samach is filled with some of the most amazing prophecies. It's filled in its entirety with comfort to Tzion. Tzion is depicted as the light of the whole world. And we hear about the redemption, and we hear about how the hopeless and abandoned and impoverished Tzion is going to be bustling with people, protected by Hashem, and that we become the source of illumination. It's fantastic stuff. And Yeshayahu's almost crowning conclusion, there's just one more verse after that, he says, all your people, they're righteous. Kulam tzaddikim. And at that time, when everybody's righteous, they're going to inherit the land of Israel forever. And it'll be like a little shoot, a little like sapling, but we're going to grow and become a huge, large tree in its own right. And this will symbolize the proliferation and development and success, stunning success, of Am Yisrael in the future. So that seems to indicate that Mashiach comes to a nation that is all righteous. A Blazing Torch wants to know if Mashiach will call fire down from heaven. Blazing Torch, welcome to our classes. And this is number 29. So I suggest you go back to number one. And if you watch all those episodes and you still don't have the answer, then I'll have to dedicate yet another episode to answering that specific question. But I really think I've answered that question already. Let's try to keep the questions to the actual subject matter. So the Dor Shekulei Chayav, I mean, that's terrible stuff. So he says, well, you got to turn back to the 59th chapter of Isaiah. And over there, Yeshayahu HaNavi says, and he's not so happy here. He says, things aren't looking good. No worries, Blazing Torch. Welcome aboard. He says, things are so bad. Vayar ki ein ish. Vayishtoimim ki ein mafkia. Yeshayahu HaNavi is saying that there's nobody. There's nobody here. Nobody home, so to speak. And because there is nobody home, which means nobody who is virtuous, he's astonished. In the words of the Mitzudas Tzion, he says, Vayishtoimim inyan tumohin. He's just amazed. This is unbelievably bad. He said, it's b'mashal adam ha'aymid b'timayin, like a person who is bewildered. There's nobody here to, so to speak, intervene on behalf of Am Yisrael. Nobody. What does it mean, ein mafgia? Mitzudas Tzion says, inyan tfilo ubakosha. There's nobody to pray on our behalf. Now, clearly we're not very righteous if nobody can pray on our behalf. So when there isn't anybody to pray, it's just astonishingly bad. Mashiach's going to have to come. As the verse goes on to say, Vatosha loy zare, Hashem is going to help his seed. Vitzidkosei hi simachosu. Hashem says to the Jewish people that his arm brought salvation for it, his righteousness supported it, and essentially what we are trying to say is that when we have a nation that does not maintain the standards of decency, morality, and justice, and nobody is really encouraged to lift himself up, and this is a people that will not extricate itself, well, that in that case, God has no choice. So God himself intercedes, and he will impose order, and he will fix things. So what does that mean? It means a Dor Shekulei Chayav. Now, it's very important to share that Radak says, Dor Shekulei Chayav? Like what, every single Jew will eat not kosher food, violate the Shabbat, and commit acts of immorality? Really? I mean, that's never going to happen. There's always going to be observant, pious Jewish people. There always have been. So Radak says a very important thing. Rav David Kimchi says, Ratzal Leimer, what this means when we say, a Dor Shekulei Chayav is, it means rubo, the majority of the world's Jewish population have turned their back on Hashem. Ki lehoyo me'olam b'Yisrael dor shekulei chayav. It's never been something like that. There's never been a time when nobody was looking for God. There's never been a time when nobody was acting in a righteous, moral, and pious fashion. There's just never been such a time. Never been a time shelehoyo b'hem anoshem tzadikim v'tovim, that there haven't been good, righteous people. The Gamach Hayovim, he says, even those who are found wanting or guilty, You're not talking about chayovim kloya. You're not talking about people who are deserving of destruction. It's just that they weren't ru'uyin l'geula. They weren't deserving of redemption. So when we'll have a time where most of the world's Jews doesn't deserve redemption, Mashiach's going to come. Now, which is it going to be? Here we have two prophetic verses. They're only a chapter apart. In chapter 59, Yeshayahu Navi says, things are going to be so bad, God himself will just have to put the pieces together. And conversely, Yeshayahu Navi says, V'yamech kulam tzadikim, everybody's fantastic and righteous. Well, so Rabbi Yochanan says, you see, there's two ways for Mashiach to come. Mashiach can come because either everything will be fantastic or because everything will be terrible. The Gemara goes on to explain. Omer, Rabbi Alexandri taught Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked a simple question. We'll go back now to verse 21 of chapter 60. And the next verse says, Hakoton yiyela elef. Going back to now from verse 21, go to verse 22. It says that the smallest of the people will become 1,000. Vahatsoyer legoy otzum. And the youngest, or the least in quantity, is going to proliferate and develop into a mighty nation. I am Hashem, Ani Hashem, Be'ita Achishana, who promises at its time, at its appointed time, I will hasten it. So Rabbi Alexandri says, what in heaven is going on in this prophecy? Be'ita, or Ba'achishana, at its appointed time or at its accelerated time, are two different times. So he says, Ksiv Bito, Ksiv Bachishana. How does this work? And so Rabbi Alexander says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi explained, Zochu, if the Jewish people are meritorious, Achishana, then in that case, they will come, they will welcome, pardon me, the coming of Mashiach in an accelerated fashion. In other words, because of our righteousness, we will accelerate the arrival of Mashiach. Lo zochu. If we don't merit, says the Gemara, well, then ve'ita. Then it will have to come in its proper time. It won't come sooner. In other words, the seeming contradiction between the words of our sages as well as the words of the prophets themselves, where we, on one hand, seem to be talking about a fantastic, glorious, and wondrous redemption, a redemption that's brought about through our acts of tshuva, because we're drawing closer to Hashem, because we are committing ourselves with acts of holiness and positivity, with acts of subservience and devotion to God. Or conversely, God himself has to save the situation. The difference would be if it's in its appointed time or if we're going to succeed in speeding things up. And this, my dear friends, ultimately becomes the answer to the big question. The Nachlas Baruch says the following. He says, when we talk about people who are, as we learned, talking, discussing amongst themselves, when is the appointed time? He said that actually de-accelerates Mashiach's coming. It delays the coming of Mashiach. And our question was, hey, it may be inappropriate. How does that slow the coming of Mashiach? And the Nachas Baruch says this. That kind of discussion or conversation switches us onto the track in which we're just going to wait. We can't bring Mashiach. We can't accelerate the process. We have no ability to make Mashiach come. He'll come when he'll come, say people. When Reb Zeder heard people saying this, he said, Oy b'matusa minaychu, I plead of you, don't speak this way. Because when you say, don't ask for Mashiach, don't worry about what Mashiach, he'll come when he comes. Or worse, he's coming in 32 days and 9 hours. Or people making all kinds of kitzim, appointed end times, where people kind of sit down. Everybody says, oh, if Mashiach's coming in 3 weeks, I guess he's coming. So the Nachlas Baruch says, then in effect, what are you doing? You're discouraging people's acts of tshuva. You're discouraging people's mitzvahs. Simply stated, If we encourage each other and inspire each other that we should yearn for Mashiach and await Mashiach, and we should do something to accelerate the coming of Mashiach, then guess what? We actually are accelerating his coming. But if, chas v'shalom, we say, Mashiach, whenever he'll come, let's not even think about that for the next couple of years. He's not due. He's not due for, chas v'shalom, a significant amount of time or until a particular appointed day or hour, whenever that might be. The moment you say that, the effect, without any question, is going to be a lessening of the intensity of Yiddishkeit activities. Because really and truly, if people hear that the key is in their hand, if people hear that you and I, every one of us, can accelerate the process of redemption if we do tshuva, if we add our ma'asim tovim, then we will do tshuva. And we will add in our acts of holiness and piety, devotion, dedication, subservience, and spirituality. And if we do that, then we actually accelerate the process of redemption. And now, Deloi Terach HaKuha makes a heck of a lot of sense. This is clear. Mindlessness, forgetfulness, not focusing on the coming of Mashiach, making it something which is, so to speak, unexpected. We weren't even talking or thinking about it, is without a question an anathema to Torah Judaism, and definitely not what the Gemara is suggesting. My friends, Mashiach must come now, and you and I can make it happen. May we merit, may we be privileged to see the coming of Mashiach b'mheira ubi amenu, speedily, and in our days. Amen. We have a question here. Salman wants to know, why do sages tell us where to find him? We don't want to know at what time he will come. But what does location matter? I really, we'll talk about the Gemara with Rome, and we'll get to that, Amir Tzashem. And we don't need to look for Mashiach in any specific place. We need to await the coming of Mashiach, and we need to actively do our best to accelerate his arrival. As I said, may it be b'mheira ubi amenu. Thank you all for joining. Have a beautiful evening.